Hi, welcome back in. Gary Sharp Show on a Friday, a football Friday. You better hear the championship games here on The Zone. And the Packers and the Chiefs punch their ticket to play in Tampa. Glad we're on the same page, George.
Yep.
That's what good two weeks of content and discussion will be okay for you and I to have teams playing the Super Bowl. And then I think it would be appropriate if that happens, that the Monday after the Super Bowl, the team that loses, mm-hmm. that person should not be here.
I agree.
Because it would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I think the whole show should take that Monday off because of the fact.
Why didn't the show just go to Tampa?
I like that idea better.
And get us some accommodations. We'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. So here is some of the stuff. Again, the head coach sat down with the newspapers, answered a lot of questions. Very interesting. First, let's start with he's going to stand pat with a 10-man crew of full-time assistants right now. Special teams hire likely to be an assistant coach. A lot of the discussion was about the offense. Frost revealed that over the second half of the season, he shared play-calling duties with his offensive coordinator. And Matt Lubick was more involved, and Frost expects that to be the case moving forward. He said that he thinks he needs to be more available on the sideline during games to communicate with his defense and special teams units and to be more able to handle game management details. Okay? Hold the snark. Look at somebody being perspective on what has ailed them and if they can fix it instead of being status quo. What have we said? Like to see more involvement. Not buried in the play sheet. Talk to your quarterbacks. Be involved with the other units. Okay? Frost called the change refreshing. Quote, Matt Lubick had a lot more to do with the play calling, particularly toward the end of the season, than I've had a coordinator have before. It was pretty split in the last probably four games. That helped me do a lot more head coaching things, even on the sideline on Saturdays. That hasn't been an adjustment as much as I just have someone here in Matt Lubick that I really trust who has called this offense before. It's hard for me to go over and make sure that we have the right guys getting ready for the punt team and talk to those guys if I'm constantly looking down at the play that I'm going to call. Remember what was revealed about the Illinois fake punt? They couldn't find the 11th guy. Frost said that the game against Rutgers, the calls were split roughly 50-50. If the signalers on the Nebraska sideline heard Frost talk, he had the play call. If not, Lubick did. Scott was asked about how this works, said, quote, the way it worked is I was going to let Matt run with it, but I always had veto power or the ability to take over anytime I wanted. It kept me from having to bury my face in the play sheet and not be able to help in other areas on the sidelines. That's because I have somebody in Matt that I trust. So that's going to continue. I trust Matt. He's up in the box where he can stay calm and talk and think through things. He and I talk between series, talk about the stuff we want to get to in the series. He writes all that down. We talk about our first play and what we want to get on our first third down and what we want to get on our first play in the red zone and what we want to get in the tight red zone, what tempo plays we might need to go with. Quote, we both operate off a short list for each series. So that's how the offensive play calling went in the last half of the season and how it will go moving forward. Is year four going to be more of a CEO role? And how long does that last? Because if you've never done it before and you say you want to do it and then the heat of the battle comes, can you keep yourself away from going back? Still in that trust factor and it stays 50-50 and all of a sudden doesn't become 70-30. Now, the other part, which I think is credit to Scott in becoming more involved with quarterbacks, as I asked Dirk, okay, what took so long? But you hired a quarterback coach that you have great respect for. But that position is the end-all be-all for where Nebraska is headed in 2021. If you get the position fixed with consistency and find a way to cut down on the mistakes, then maybe other things on that side of the ball fall in line. If you don't, where are you going? Doesn't matter if you got an old defense that's going to get better. You ain't going anywhere. Okay? You've taken some ownership and a sense of urgency. That's how I initially look at it. It may also let you know that that room is lots of question marks. Adrian Martinez, Logan Smothers, and young guys. So this is the quote to, again, if you're just tuning in, Scott Frost sat down with both newspapers earlier today. Frost said that he will have more time on his hands during the week and during games that will allow him to be more hands-on in coaching of the quarterbacks, particularly Adrian Martinez, who will have a leg up on everybody else to be the starter once again in 2021, especially if your backup is Logan Smothers. Mario Verduzco does an unbelievable job and has had all the quarterbacks and has done an unbelievable job and has with all the quarterbacks he's ever had. But if we get those few plays a game that have been mistakes for Adrian ironed out and eliminated that Rutgers game, he played like a player of the year minus a couple of plays. Quote, that's going to be the challenge there. Was asked what in particular he would like to work with Adrian on. Frost turned the question around and said, Verduzco excels at preparing quarterbacks to play and improving their mechanics, but he thinks he himself can add some practical training. Why not? Play the position, know the offense better than anybody else. Quote, just a little more instinctual things, things that he's going to encounter during the game. Again, Mario does an unbelievable job getting them prepared. I think every time, by the way, this is me talking, not a quote. Every time Scott talks about what he thinks that he could add, he feels like he has to add what his quarterback adds. Keep that in mind. Our quarterbacks never go into a game without knowing everything they're supposed to do. I think just continuing to talk to Adrian about off-the-field things, some drill work to make some things that may be natural, more instinctual for him, and just really dialing in and making sure there's efficiency and no mistakes. Adrian is hungry for those things. Frost has described his quarterback room this season as, quote-unquote, interesting. So there you have it. Year number four with a sense of urgency. Need more in year four? I think that's a good sign. But it's January 22nd. When you get into the middle of the season and things go haywire, are you still sticking with the play calling? I do believe that will continue to be 50-50. He's not going to walk completely away from play calling. And as he described, that's how it's going to work. I think the quarterback spot is the interesting thing. That there will be more hands-on. What did we say all last week? In our scenario of creating a open position for a full-time special teams assistant, you're a quarterback. Maybe you run the quarterback room. Well, I'm going to be involved more with quarterbacks and going to be more involved with other aspects. So a little bit of a CEO role. But how comfortable are you doing that when you've never done it before? I'm gonna look at this as a sign of a still young head coach evolving a bit. Treat it like a business. Business is bottom line. Business is winning football games, and you must win football games. And maybe you know what I would. I would like it. I don't know when there'll be availability to talk to Adrian Martinez. What if Adrian Martinez asked for more of this? He's the veteran of the veteran on the offensive side of the ball. He just lost one of his integral weapons to Kentucky. He's got a huge leg up on being the quarterback in 2021. What if he went to his head coach and said, man, I'd like you to be more involved with us. Maybe chime in. Instead of deferring, adding to what our position coach is already saying. I think the aspects of riding the roller coaster of the ups and downs at a place like Nebraska, where you're intimately familiar with the good and the bad at that position and playing at that position here, I'd love for you to be more involved. What if it was a quarterback that went to him and he said, Mario, this is what we can do. We can do it better. Working together. We'll see. I mean, that's a good question. First time that Adrian talks to the media. But no change with the staff. More sharing of play calling and more involvement by the head coach in his quarterback room. There's some other things, but those are the biggest takeaways. Also, Nebraska basketball, this is not a surprise. Nebraska and Penn State will not play a week from tomorrow. So Nebraska will be done playing basketball for the month of January. Their next game is scheduled for Wednesday, February 3rd at Michigan State. In a release that was just sent out, Nebraska anticipates returning to competition for that contest, but Nebraska now is done for the rest of the month. And considering that half the program has been impacted by this COVID outbreak this month, again, not a surprise that they're done for the month. They hope to be back on February 3rd at Michigan State, which would essentially almost be an entire month off for Nebraska basketball. All right, quick break. George's got his NBA minute. Final thoughts on the championship games coming up this weekend. And we'll slip in some emails. Those quotes that I just read you, they've elicited quite the response. Some people are, hey, I'll believe it when I see it. Others are, okay. It's good to look at the weaknesses and the strengths and play to your strengths. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.